Well, hidey hi, hidey ho to you. Thanks for tuning in for yet another Late Risers edition of the John Boy and Billy Big Show podcast. Once again, everyone's still on vacation, so I'm going to load you up with another encore edition of the John Boy and Billy Show. This one originally aired on Friday, June the 5th, 2020. Enjoy.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, I'm Adam. It is Friday, June the 5th. John Boy and Billy. Hey. Pillars. Tater. Randy.
What?
Jackie. Andy behind the glass. It is National Moonshine Day.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Hey to our moonshining buddies, Mark and Digger, and my old hunting buddy, the original mountain man, Mark Rogers. Today is National Donut Day.
Now you're talking.
I'm sure you got quite a few friends in that business, too.
Thanks to Crispella Creamer.
What?
Crispella Creamer.
Crispy cream came into my mind.
He's not going to dumb it down for some bullshit in this way.
I take my hat off to you for that. That was pretty quick. Yeah. Crispella Creamer.
It's National Gingerbread Day. Eat a gingerbread, man. Yeah, it's National Veggie Burger Day. All right. Yeah, y'all. Go ahead.
I bring me down.
Have you ever tried Boca Burgers? B-O-C-A?
No.
They are really good. They really are. I don't know what they make them out of. It's not like the miracle burger thing that they're doing.
But it's not meat.
It's not meat, but I'm telling you, it's very good.
Is that right?
Yep.
I'll take your word for it.
I'll bring you one.
He's going to take your word for it.
All right, here. So Friday morning, we'll get you ready for Outburst. First prize package in the morning. But first, everybody, let's have a shot of tequila.
Sorry, my timing was a little off, Andy.
Oh, but it's all the tequila.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize package up for grabs this morning, a Mount Olive Pickle prize pack. Includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and munchies. Satisfy your pickle craving with munchies, a portable pickle in a pouch, available at grocery stores near you. From the Mount Olive Pickle Company, making great products since 1926 at the corner of Cucumber and Fine. Look at our three dates in history where we get our categories. Wake up, listen up right here. It was June 5th, 1940. The B.F. Goodrich tire was, that was his name, not the B.F. Goodrich. Well, it says here.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
This is what kind of day it's going to be.
Yeah, I'm feeling. So B.F. Goodrich introduced the first synthetic rubber tire. Mm. And then I guess later it became the B.F. Goodrich Company.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. They were named Amerepal. Well, you give me the name of the tire. They're made out of a mixture of soap, petroleum, gas, and air.
Hmm.
Huh. BF had it going on back in 1940, didn't it?
I think it was Ameripol.
Ameripol.
Yeah.
Okay. Quick, let's move to category two. Hmm. 1960. The Hollywood Argyles, a fake group created by singer Gary Paxton, entered the Billboard Hot 100 with Alley Oop. Paxton had acquired the song from Burbank service station attendant Dallas Frazier. All right, service station, remember that. The Argyles included Frazier, fellow gas station worker Buddy Mize. Singer Sandy Nelson played the garbage can and did the screaming. When the song hit, Paxton sent a dozen groups on the road, all called the Hollywood Argyles.
How about that?
Man. So six. I mean, that was one of the first tunes I liked as a kid.
Really?
Yeah. So I was like, 4 years old when that came out. Hello. Find that, Randy. I need to hear that this morning.
Nope. All right.
Don't worry. I'll talk about it. And finally, on this date, a nervous burglar who had broken into a hospital pharmacy in Amman, Jordan, took three tablets from the hall of medication he was stealing to calm his nerves. Huh. Unfortunately, the pills he popped were sleeping pills, and he fell asleep before he could make his getaway. So police awakened him.
He roofied himself.
He did.
Wow.
All right, well, there's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW is your toll-free line. We play Outburst next. We'll be right back. Good Friday morning, and the Big Show's on the radio. Our video today, another idiot kid does the Coke Mentos Challenge. I never seen the Mentos Challenge knock somebody senseless.
And I'm like, what was he expecting?
It is funny, man. Randy did a good job putting that together. So
he likes one of those, looks like one of those lawn sprinklers that we spray up in the air.
We had a good chance. You need to check it out right there at thebigshow.com. And right here, first game of the morning, it's Outburst.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Daryl from Beulah, Alabama.
We'll have a big show time.
Daryl! Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning.
Hey, man, welcome. You ready to play, ready to win?
Yes, I am.
All right. That's why you're here. All right, buddy, here we go. In 5 seconds, in honor of B.F. Goodrich, three things made out of rubber. Ready, go.
Tires, soles of a shoe, and racquetball.
All right. Now, in honor of the Hollywood Argyles, I'll give you a heads up there on the legs up. Three things at a gas station. Ready, go.
A gas pump, oil, and tires.
And for the win, three things that'll put you to sleep. Ready, go.
Alcohol, pills, and hot tea.
All right. You know, work will do that, too.
Yeah, well,
alcohol and pills.
But his way sounds way more fun.
Well, Daryl, you got the big old Mount Olive Pickle prize pack. We'll get it down to you in Beulah, bye, boop.
Huh? All right, man. I appreciate it. Right.
Where is that?
Can I get a shout-out?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my fiancée, Lisa. We're supposed to be getting married here in August, and all my family down here in Beulah. Thank you.
All right, man. Well, congratulations there, Daryl. Kiss a bride for us.
All right. Thank you.
All right. First song as I remember as a child. I'm Randy into pulling it up. We'll all enjoy Alley Oop after your news. Good morning. The Big Show is on the radio. Celebrating Friday, June the 5th. Oh, have some fun. Be happy and fear not. We all right?
Nope.
Going back to my childhood, man. Who knew, man, that later on here I was running around in diapers in Graham, North Carolina, listening to this song.
Oh, the Burger King jingle.
Later in my life be playing it in a nationally syndicated radio show.
Running around in diapers.
Yeah. About 6 months away from doing it again. Yeah.
Called full circle, folks. John wrote a song about it. It was in line, King.
Yeah. Maybe looking back now, say, my humor bone was cut on this song. Well, that didn't
sound
right.
Much better now, though.
All right, here they are, the Hollywood Argyle. Oh, yeah, I'm playing it. It says Alley Oop. Memories.
There's a man in the funny papers we all know. He lives way back. back a long time ago. He don't eat nothing but a bearcat stew. Well, this cat's name is Alley-Oo. He got a chauffeur that's a genuine dinosaur. And he can knuckle your head before you count too far. He got a big ugly club and a head full of howl. Like great big lions and grizzly bears. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wearing clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
He rides through the jungle tearing limbs off of trees. Knocking great big monsters dead on their knees.
I don't think this is the original.
This is great. How dare you?
I don't think it is.
Them 'cause they know better.
Thanks, so, Andy.
'Cause he's a mean motor scooter and a bad go-getter.
He sent like 15 groups out when the record was due.
He's the toughest man there is alive.
Doesn't sound like what I was listening to when I was four.
Yeah, because you got a giant hit like
he's
this. People are going to knock it off.
Here's my favorite part.
Look at that caveman go.
You're like, who's that weirdo that comes in at the bridge?
They were gas station attendants. That was my first job, so I'm telling you.
He sure is hip, ain't he? Like, what's happening?
So you think that is the rumor?
Yep.
How about that?
Right, Daddy.
Well, it's not as good as I remember. Never mind.
Really? Sorry we bothered you.
Friday morning, the Big Show's on the radio. 20 minutes, we bang on the drum. 30 minutes, we play John Boy Jeopardy. And right now, it's time for Dumb Crook News. Dumb Crook stories sent in by you, the Big Show listener. And the address will follow this report. Go ahead and start that.
He forgot to wind it up.
The clerk at a Denton, Texas pizza parlor trembled with fear as she emptied the cash register for an armed man who had just walked in and demanded money. The woman got a second surprise when a co-worker jumped in and began to fight back against the gunman. But the biggest surprise came when the suspect's wig and sunglasses fell off during the struggle, and the clerk realized the holdup man was her father.
Oh.
Don't hit him again. That's my dad, she exclaimed. Investigators say the clerk was not involved in the scheme. Her husband later said he had a hunch that his father-in-law might be planning some kind of robbery, but thought he was planning to knock over a convenience store, not a pizza parlor.
This is the last thing we expected.
Three young brothers in Bolivia were hospitalized after they let a black widow spider bite them so they'd gain the superpowers of Spider-Man. The trio, apparently big Marvel Comics fans, poked the spider with a stick till it bit each one of them. When their mother found out what happened, she rushed them to a local hospital. The boys, ages 8, 10, and 12, spent a week in the children's hospital of La Paz before being released. Doctors say they should be fine, though none of them went home with any superpowers.
How did that Peter Parker guy do this? Ridiculous.
A Kissimmee, Florida man held up a convenience store and got away with a small amount of cash. Actually, got away isn't the right word. Since the man didn't have a getaway car, he convinced a pair of strangers to give him a ride away from the scene of the crime. Bad idea. The man attacked the suspect, robbed him of the stolen loot, and left him stranded on the side of the road. He was arrested when he called 911 to report he had just been robbed.
He said, "What's wrong with people nowadays? You can't trust anybody."
A 41-year-old Des Moines, Iowa man and his 22-year-old son were arrested for attempted safe cracking at a local country club. A security officer got their license plate numbers. Their pair sped away after a frustrating session in which they cut into the safe but still couldn't open it. The suspects had such a hard time that they left behind a note for management that read, "Bleep you and your safe."
Tough day.
A couple in Taiwan ended up in the hospital after their car plunged 150 feet down a cliff while they were making out in the back seat. Well, the couple had parked near the edge of the cliff without setting the emergency brake. When the making out part started, the vehicle rolled over the side of the cliff. The couple were covered with cuts and bruises, but managed to climb back up the hill and go for help.
And then the roadrunner ran by and went,
An Arlington, Texas man pulled a gun on an armored car driver, made off with several bags of cash. He didn't get far, though. He had parked his getaway car next to a bus full of Japanese tourists. Fascinated by the robbery, the group took numerous pictures of the crook and his vehicle, including several excellent shots of the car's license plate. An Illinois psychiatrist is in trouble after one of his patients complained that the doctor convinced her she was a cannibal who ate human meatloaf. The woman says she eventually realized there was no way I could live in a little town in Iowa and be eating 2,000 people a year without somebody noticing. A woman in Grand Forks, North Dakota, was testifying at the trial of two men accused of robbing her at gunpoint. The women burst into tears as she described the ordeal. The prosecutor listened intently to the story, paused, then asked, "And are the two perpetrators of this terrible crime present in the courtroom today?" Immediately, the defendants both raised their hands and said, "Here." And finally, police in Monroe, North Carolina, got a complaint from an exotic dancer at a local topless club. She told investigators that a customer had tipped her with a counterfeit $1 bill.
Wow. I think I've been to that place.
I think I know that guy. Yeah. A little cheap. You got Dumb Crook News mail to Dumb Crook News, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. Email anybody but me at thebigshow.com.
Let me tell you how much I appreciate it, and this is certainly a milestone. It ranks right up there with the fact that I got a phone call prior to the first Duke Carolina game from up in Norfolk, Virginia, and this guy called and he said, "Woody, he said, Coach Drizzell wants you to be on the radio with him tomorrow night." I said, "What?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Lefty's got a radio show up here, and he wants you to be on." And so I was the night before Carolina played Duke for the first time. So being with John Boy and Billy's program, right up there with being with Coach Drizzell. Hi, this is Woody Durham. I want to remind you that you're listening to John Boy and Billy's Big Show.
Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Friday, June the 5th. Video today, man, had to watch it again. We got an idiot kid doing the Coke Mentos challenge.
I swear, I bet I've watched it 50 times, and I find something else to laugh about every time. It's funny.
Anyway, you slowed it down, we'll go back and forth, and in slow motion, takes a while, it does look like it knocked the sense out of him. Thanks for bleeping the last word,
but yeah.
I don't know what it is. So get a chance, check it out, thebigshow.com. And of course, about an hour and a half after the broadcast and podcast drops. Thanks to y'all around the world, 64 countries listening in the John Boy and Billy Late Risers podcast. Everything you need to hear it right there at thebigshow.com. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we'll play John Boy Jeopardy. You can win a BrittleBrothers.com variety sampler. Perfect Father's Day gift. Surprise him with the most delicious peanut brittle made on earth. More peanuts, less sugar, and in four flavors. We got the peanut, bacon, cashew, and pecan. Man, I love the Nashville hot. Some good stuff. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Brittle Brothers logo, enter code JBB at checkout for 20% off. Order now in time for Father's Day. Hang on, we'll play in minutes. First, our Friday morning song.
I expect action, and before 11 o'clock tonight.
Mister, you better find yourself another line of work. This one sure don't fit your pistol.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Work.
Hey, man, what are we gonna do, man? We gotta get out of here.
Do you guys have a life? I mean, do you do anything besides this creepy stuff? What do you do for fun?
Oh, no, we don't have fun. We just work. Here's our fun right now.
Work.
Well, I realize my father makes a lot of money, but you see, he's not giving me any.
Yeah, weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the time between work and more work. The time when you go out looking for happiness and end up hunched over somebody else's toilet the weekend.
When things are at their darkest, pal, it's a brave man who can kick back and party.
I hate work.
All I need are some tasty waves. Cool buzz. And I'm fine.
I don't want to play, I just want to bang on the drum all day. I don't want to work, I want to bang on the drum all day.
Oh, jolly, I'm hot today.
I hate work.
I've had enough of this doo-doo.
All right, now we got it going. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. All right, review yesterday's question. Now we all know about two-thirds of the Earth's surface is covered by water. We found out one-third of the land in the U.S. is covered by this.
Trees
or forest. Okay. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. In 1999, the geniuses at this well-known company noticed their product sales soared in hot weather. So they developed a high-tech vending machine with ambient temperature sensors that would automatically raise and lower the price of the product with the temperature.
Genius!
Luckily, the idea was put on ice once consumers got wind of it.
And it was called Pocket Air Conditioner. It was like a big vending machine.
A very well-known company. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line, we play. John Boy Jeopardy, next.
Thank you.
Good Friday morning. The Big Show's on the radio. Oh, we got a good video today for you today. We got another idiot kid doing the Coke Mentos challenge. Knocks sense out of him. I love it.
He was asking for it.
Didn't have much sense to start with. Y'all need to check that out, thebigshow.com. Share it with a friend. Right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's Jim Butterby Jeopardy. And now, a man at the top of his game. Of course, at this point, the game is Steph Curry's holy moly. He's John Moore.
Hey, yeah. I look like I'm on a regular golf course. We're talking to Jackie about that. Yeah. Your nephew, how's he keep from being sued?
I'm telling you, they sign a lot of waivers before they get on that show, I guarantee you.
Talk about that in a minute. I got a theory on that. Yeah. First, let's go. We'll get going here. We got Jimmy in Henderson, Kentucky. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, John Boy.
Hey, man, welcome. All right, Jimmy. Looking for the geniuses at this well-known company. Notice their product sales soared in hot weather, so they got a high-tech vending machine that would raise or lower prices with the temperature. It didn't last once consumers got wind of it. What are we looking for there, Jimmy?
The only thing I can think of would be them sandwiches, machines and stuff would be poor boy.
Would be
like a sandwich vending machine.
A sandwich vending machine. Well, let's see. So maybe when it got cooler, you get a hot sandwich or that's wrong.
I am so hot. I should sure go for them.
You know, nothing refreshes like a good old hoagie.
Yeah. I think we're making sport of you.
Yeah. I think we are. Jimmy, we appreciate you, buddy. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, y'all too. Appreciate y'all.
All right, mate. Let's go to Scott down in Pelion, South Carolina. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, John Boy. How you doing, you old stud?
Hey, man, I got a set on my hands to keep from waving at everybody. All right, Scott. All right. Well, we know sandwich machine has already been guessed here. So, but we're looking for a specific well-known company that had the idea of this. What you got?
I got. How about the Coca-Cola Company, John Boy?
Well, let's see. Is it Coca-Cola?
Southern.
Look at you, it is. What? Scott, good work, buddy. You got the BrittleBrothers.com variety sampler. Enjoy the best peanut brittle on earth. We'll get it to you, man.
Now, here's something he hears a lot. What?
Scott.
Well, thank you, sir. Nice doing business with you.
All right. What? Glad you won. Nice doing business with you.
He said the sheriff is near.
Hang on, Scott. Jackie, hook you up.
All righty then. Thank you.
All right, we jump out. Catch you up on your news. Right on the other side, let's get our time capsule for this June the 5th. Hang on for a life.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Hey, biggin', this here's Mungo Swisher, reporting live from Talk About the Sponsors, milepost 28,462. Today's report brought to you by Swisher Sweets, the teeny little cigar with a great big cherry taste. That's right, biggin', I'm now Mungo Swisher. I just closed a deal yesterday to sell the naming rights to myself for the next 4 years. I'm calling in today from the quaint Serbo-Croatian village of Kalishnikov. As most of you folks know, This is a troubled part of the world. In fact, Biggin, I was exploring a rough part of town last night and got robbed at gunpoint. Lost $600. That's $100 in cash and $500 worth of on-air mentions. Thank goodness I was able to steady my nerves with a tall glass of Yak It Off vodka. Remember, if you can't shake it off, yak it off. I'm pleased to have a special guest with me today, His Honor the Mayor of Kalishnikov, Mr. Boris Havlicek. By the way, today's interview is sponsored by the tough new Dodge Ram, the mayor of Truckville. Now, Mr. Havlicek, let's give our worldwide listening audience a feel for the situation here in Kalishnikov. Tell us about the roving bands of ethnic cleansing warlords still roving the cobblestone streets of this picturesque little corner of the world. And speaking of picturesque, don't trust your memory to just any film. Before you hit the road, do what we do. Stock up now on plenty of Agfa film products, professional quality at discount prices. Mr. Mayor, talk to us.
Thank you. Well,
before I forget, let me mention that today's interview is being brought to you over the amazing new Nokia 3150 portable cellular satellite telephone. Nokia, connecting people worldwide. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Swisher. Good morning, John Boy and Billy, and hello to all of your listeners across America.
Just one second. And there's no better radio to listen to the Big Show on than the amazing new Bose Wave Radio. Great big sound in an amazingly small package. And for the complete home entertainment experience, check out the Bose Wave Radio with CD player. Hold on.
Yes. I forgot where I was. Where was I?
Let's see. Well, Mr. Mayor, you wouldn't have any trouble figuring out where you are if you had the official portable GPS system of the Talk About the Sponsor World Tour. The Panasonic Model 3100 features a crisp, clear 5-inch color LCD display that gets you zeroed in on yourself within 50 yards, no matter where your adventures may take you.
Thank you. That is a very nice unit, isn't it?
And speaking of nice units, if you stateside fans are looking for some excitement next time you're in the Grand Strand area of South Carolina, be sure to stop in at Tattletales 2, home of Chesty McDonald, located just a half mile north of Barefoot Landing on Highway 17 in North Myrtle Beach.
Yes. Do you really want to talk to me or not?
I'd love to, Mr. Mayor, but unfortunately, we're out of time. And speaking of time, thanks to our sponsor, Timex. Check out the newest member of the Timex Expedition Collection, the Iron Man Triathlon Speed and Distance System. Timex takes a licking and keeps on a ticking. And speaking of licking, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? The world may never know. Stock up on Tootsie Pops now at our official outfitters, the Massive General Store. Locations in Boone, Blowing Rock, Valley Crucis, and coming soon to Kandahar, Virginia, right between Downhill Kandahar Bike Rental and the Circle K, home of the bottomless bucket of root beer. And love as always to my mama Mabel, and hello to Ben Doon and Phil McCracken from Belfast, Northern Ireland, who listen to my Talk About the Sponsor updates and streaming audio from my website, little.com. Till next time, this is Mungo Swisher talking about myself. Adios, mi amigos. Love you, Biggin. Hoo-ah, hoo-ah, hoo-ah.
John Boy and Billy.
Boy, the way the Bee Gees played.
Movies John Travolta made.
Guessing how much Elvis weighed.
Those were the days.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning, this is Big Show on the radio for you Friday, June the 5th. Right. I know, Pearl. Hold on, Daddy's got to act.
Like he's got some sense.
No, it was a Playhouse group.
Oh, no, sorry.
All right, then. Go on to Santa Ann. Action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Closing the Distance. As our story opens, Earl Hafler is standing in the checkout line at Food Genie.
Good morning, sir. I'll help you right after I finish with this customer right here, okay? So please step on the red dot on the floor to maintain your distancing.
You got it.
All right, thank you so much, and I'll be right with you.
I'll be here. Not there's anywhere else to go. Hey, what the Sam hell are you doing, man?
Uh-huh.
Were you rubbing my shoulders just now?
Sorry, I was thinking about something else.
You better be thinking about backing up to that red dot on the floor. You ever hear of social distancing? It's in all the papers.
Relax, nothing to worry about. I just got my test results this morning. I'm 100% virus-free.
Congratulations. Now back up. Who do you think you are?
I'm a chiropractor.
Well, you're not my chiropractor.
Well, I'm sorry. I must have spaced out for a second. When I'm done here, I'm going back to the clinic for the first time in weeks.
You touch me again, you're going to be going to the emergency room.
I'm sorry. I haven't seen a patient since the beginning of March. I guess I was kind of limbering up my hands.
Well, don't limber them up on me.
Sir, I just said there's no need to worry. I'm virus-free. And as you can see, I've got on a mask and gloves.
I don't care what you got on. Back up.
I'm not a weirdo. I'm a chiropractor.
Yeah? Well, I'm a lawyer, and you don't see me screwing the guy in front of me, do you?
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
And hell, he's 6 feet away. I couldn't have pulled that off when I was 20.
Tune in again next time when we hear the crusty old aromatherapist say...
Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
Yeah, beep, beep, beep.
I love this dog.
Good morning. Big Show's on the radio. Girl's still getting on about it. I don't want no dog. I have to take care of all by myself. I love this dog.
I know what she did.
Oh, look at her coming over here. She knows we're talking about
She's
her.
She's smart.
You know, I brought her to work the very first, the Monday after the weekend. Remember
that?
It was
like a Thursday she told you to get it. You complained about it on Friday. Saturday we saw you at a remote, and you're like, I love this dog. This dog. She's at the group right now. She gets all pretty, and I'm going to take her everywhere I go. I love this dog.
All right, so she's going with me everywhere. She has been for 11 years now. But
Your wife had to reclaim the bed and everything.
Oh, yeah. By the time, when I got back, Pearl be in the bedroom, growl at her when she come in the bedroom.
Excuse me, Pearl,
you might want to let her in.
That was her idea, Pearl. Come on. Yeah.
I don't think we've been introduced. I am Pearl. You are...
So if you think about getting a pet, go to the shelter. You'll find the best ones right there.
Because not everybody is going to have the kind of luck out in the middle of the street like Johnny
That's
did.
That's right. Show on the radio for you Friday, June the 5th. All right, then. What's happening this weekend? NASCAR racing. The only game in town. We've been having some good racing. The boys in Atlanta, Xfinity Series tomorrow. Cup boys running on Sunday. And it won't be long in the weekend after that. It's going to be some golf action. And before we get out of here, I'm in Tom Sorensen. We'll get the latest on what the NFL is thinking. Let's see what the season will look like. I think it has some movement on that. All right, a lot of stuff to do, man. We're on about halfway through the big show. If you missed some of the first half, you ain't going to be able to hang around for the whole deal. As always, catch up with the John Boy Billy's Late Risers podcast. The complete big show in podcast form. With no commercials, music, just a whole deal right there. Fun.
Y'all may not believe this, but he is totally ad-libbing this.
And 100% accurate.
And even I can get it because it's all right there at thebigshow.com. Pull up the website.
push a button, bam, you podcasting.
Okay, do it right now. I want to see.
I don't have my iPad with me. I just have my show computer.
All right.
Let's see what happens if I try it. Uh-oh. The alley-oop song he's playing again, see? It's Billy's fault.
Yeah.
All right, now we'll move on. Because I got a Friday morning song that's very apropos for the times we're going through. And that's a Toe Tapper coming up in minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win the current events quiz. Take C, get a Haybo Outdoors prize pack. Family-owned Haybo Outdoors, versatile, high-quality apparel for every season. Live, work, and play outdoors. Go to thebigshow.com, click on the Haybo banner for dealer info, or enter code JBB and get 20% off when you shop online. All right. Well, we got a good Friday morning song, man. It's coming to full circle here with the thing going on. People clogging the streets. Hope y'all are being safe wherever you are. Let these is get down with it. But all right. How's that for an intro?
Here's something you hear all often, I bet. What?
Yeah. Unfortunately, the perfect Friday morning song this morning. Hit it.
Behind a grandmama, going so slow and causing me drama. Not honking, but I really, really wanna. If she don't get moving, gonna put her in trauma. She goes slower and it's making me madder. All that coffee is straining on my bladder. Gotta find some place to make it flatter. Rolling down my window, screaming cuss words at her. Old hag in a Hootie Mitsubishi. Can't drive, can't hear, can't see me. Gonna have to go change my khaki. Front seat of my car. Straight up firecracker, gonna blow up, son. After a long day, this was the last straw. The road blocked by a group of Antifa. Guys with masks up and girls with no bra. If they don't move, going through them like a buzzsaw. Cry babies all dumber than a pine stump. Each one got the IQ of Forrest Gump. They hate me because I voted for Donald Trump. They're all lining up to be a human speed bump. Just then, in my car, trying to take my MAGA hat. Hits my window with a Louisville slugger bat. Thanks to him, I got something to aim at. Out of my way, out of my way, out of my way now. Out of my way, out of my way, out of my way now. Out of my way, out of my way, out of my way now. If your parents won't teach you manners, baby, I will. Time to work, and I'm busy making pizza. Pizza Run in person, glad to meet ya. Lucy R. is the one who's gonna seat ya. About that time in walks Fat Lisa. Fat Lisa is a local white load. Smells like a county fair commode. Got a double chin like a swamp toad. She's so big she got her own damn zip code. At the counter making up her mind. Smelling like a rotten pork rind. Now the Dunks gang is holding up the line. Get the cattle prod and I stick it up her behind. Out of my way, out of my way, out of my way. To push my butt space. Out of my way now.
Out of my way now.
Out of my way now. Out of my way now.
Out of my way.
Out of my way now.
Out of my way. Out of my way.
Out of my way now. Out of my way now.
Damn, Ricky.
Get out of my way.
Stop yelling at me.
Now.
think they get it.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I was looking at this only song we have telling Antifa to get out of the way. So it worked out good, man. All right, y'all. Play the current events quiz. Bidley, what are we dealing with?
A newly discovered weird fact about penguins.
Okay. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. Your toll-free line. If you take C, you will win. We play next. Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. Let's do your Friday, June 5th. Just a follow-up on Out of My Way. My looting's surprising. All the looting, robbing have been going on. No work shoes were stolen. All right, our video of the day. Another idiot kid does the Coke Mentos challenge. Keep it on. Check out. I love the sense actually knocked out of him. Randy, great job putting this
Not
together.
That there was a whole lot in him, I think.
Yeah, this is a slow motion whole deal. No, we have the best right there, thebigshow.com. Check it out, Dad. And now, girl.
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current events quiz. Tennessee.
Yeah. All right. And we got Kevin from Milledgeville, Georgia. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, man. All right, here you are. Congratulations on getting through. Listen to Bidlin win.
Well, an animal expert in Denmark says his team of penguin researchers have been having a very unexpected problem out in the field. The people are getting high off penguin poop. Professor Bo Elberling of the University of Copenhagen says his team has discovered penguin droppings give off an intense amount of nitrous oxide, also known as laughing gas, due to the unique nature of their fish-based diet. Nitrous oxide, of course, is useful if you're in the dentist's office, but the professor says prolonged exposure can cause dizziness, headaches, and possibly dangerous allergic reactions. That story again. A, animal experts discover something new about penguins. B, penguin poo can be bad for you. Or C, Gary Busey will lead research team to the South Pole.
What you got, Kevin?
I'm going to have to take C on that.
Well, Kevin, we sending you a pack of Haybo Outdoors goodies down to Milledgeville, buddy. Congratulations.
Thank you. Can I get a shout-out?
Yes, sir.
I want to give a shout-out to all them boys in Milledgeville and my wife, beautiful wife, Kirsten.
Well, all right, Kevin. We appreciate you and your boys listening to the Big Show.
Oh, yeah.
You can just call me John Boy.
All right, John Boy.
Bottom of the hour. And you know where we do it. Top of your news. 20 minutes away on the Big Show. Poet Laureate, soothing words this morning. Hang on. Show on the radio for you Friday, June the 5th. Oh, heading into the weekend. Yeah, maybe. Oh, things are going to calm down here this weekend. It's kind of getting calmer a little bit as we go along. Dave, I don't know y'all's theory about some of these cities, like Minneapolis and stuff, backing off and letting the looters go wild and burn everything and rob everything. They let it. Get it out of their system. Does that really work?
I don't know. I mean, but I know that is one of the strategies to calm that kind of activity. There's no sense. At some point, there's such a loss that there's no sense in putting other people's lives at jeopardy.
So. You know, and there's been, you have most of the news media, so it's 99% peaceful demonstrations, and there are peaceful demonstrations, and that's part of America to do that.
Yeah.
And these, have some of them in our home city of Charlotte would be in the afternoon. And, so they would say, moms could go take their kids and go out and protest, have their voices heard, and go home. But it's like my mama used to tell me, nothing good ever happens after midnight.
Yep, there you go.
And then you got the instigators bust in, there at night. Mm-hmm. I saw one was hollering at a National Guard. Said, Why don't you go home? He said, I am home, man. I live four blocks from here. Mm-hmm. You got to take that into consideration.
And you got so many different factions at play. You've got people on the far left and the far right that want to cause as much chaos as possible.
Yeah. That's their deal. But now, if you walk in the alley, there was a neatly stacked pile of bricks.
That's happening everywhere. It's like there's no construction in the area, but here's a big pile of bricks. Yeah. And nobody seems to be really sure where a lot of them are coming from.
Mm. Yeah, well, looking like that, we figured it out. But it was something because it was on this day in 455. I know, it's looking, but see, I'm doing my research.
you went way back for this.
Yeah, 455, Gesseric and the Vandals sacked Rome.
That was a big concert. It was really.
they opened for Huey Lewis on the news.
Exactly, yeah.
I was wondering, Vandals, I bet that's where the name Vandals and Vandalize comes from, way back in 455. When old Gesseric and the Vandals.
Well, you were in the research. Why didn't you research the word?
Well, I kind of stopped there when I knew I could figure it out on my own.
Right. Yeah, that's how he usually does
it. He likes to work independently, as we know. Yeah. Right.
Never let the facts get in the way of a good story.
No, but I can confirm that is where the name Vandals comes from.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah. See, I was right, okay. Randy.
I was just looking for confirmation. That's what I do.
All right, well, y'all be careful out there. Don't be like Gesseric and the Vandals. Good morning, this is Big Show on the radio. Well, we hadn't seen our next guest in a while, and we sure are glad he's back. He's the official Big Show Poet Laureate. Welcome back, Colonel Hamilton Brewster. What you been up to, Colonel?
Oh, you know, John Boy, looking for love in all the wrong places. It's a story of my life. I can't seem to find the right gal no matter what.
Well, what sort of gal are you looking for, Colonel?
Well, I tend to go for what Dr. Phil calls unconventional romance.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, for example, for a while there, I was dating a girl who was half French and half pygmy.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, she was a hell of a cook, but she couldn't reach the stove.
Are you seeing anyone now?
I'm glad you asked, John Boy. I wrote a verse or two about my current gal. I call it The Feral Girl of Misery Wood. It goes something like this. There's a place east of nowhere where the funeral bird sings. It gets dark around noon and brings out evil things. The air stinks of sulfur like hell's fiery peaks. The air splits wide open with ungodly shrieks. And it's there that she lives. And folks say she's no good. She's the wild, feral gal of Misery Wood. She's lived in that forest since she was a tadger. Her mama was a bobcat, her daddy a badger. She could run down a deer and whoop a bear's ass. Rattlesnakes die when they bite this lass. But I never put much stock in tall tales. Had to see for myself and get the details. Well, Misery Wood was just like they said. You could sense the evil, hear the whispering dead. And what before my eyes did appear? The feral girl herself, eating a deer. She was 6 feet tall with beautiful hair. Her figure was trim, and she had quite a purr. She gave me a look that made my cheeks clench. I froze there in place, didn't dare move an inch. She sniffed me all over, just like a stray mutt. She was starting to growl until she sniffed my butt. The growling stopped, and she started to purr. She rubbed round my legs, letting me stroke her fur. Then she dragged me on back to her secret lair. I was a prisoner of love, and I didn't care. It was like being buck naked in the middle of a twister. Every inch of my body was a great big old blister. The sweat poured off of me like the falls of Niagara. For the first time in a while, I didn't need no Viagra. I talked her into leaving old Misery Wood and moved to the city with me for good. Sure, she chases the mailman and pees on the couch. And when I'm late with her food, she's kind of a grouch. She digs holes in the yard and tears up the house. But she keeps salesmen away, and I ain't seen one mouse. She gets into the trash and drinks all my liquor. But when she plays with her toys, you just gotta snicker. I'll admit that I love her, and I'll never give up. At least till we've raised this litter of pups. You like that one, John Boy? Yeah. I got one all picked out for you. Hey, Pearl, I got your little sister.
Yeah, right. We talk about them Pringles, tater chips. You know, the guy who invented that packaging was Frederick J. Bauer. When he died in 08, his children followed his wishes and buried his remains inside of a Pringles can.
Wow.
Original flavor,
How tall
course.
Was he?
Maybe they cremated it or something. Or maybe it's just a really big can.
Well, you'd have to. Yeah, a giant Pringles can.
All right. We're done with our Pringles segment here. Let's catch you up on your news. Show on the radio. These old wild times we're living in. And we can learn something from Disney World. You know, Walt Disney World is reopened with social distancing. Mm-hmm. You know who they have enforcing the social distancing?
Mickey Mouse.
No. Oh. Stormtroopers from Star Wars.
Yeah, I like it. I don't know. I think Mickey would make a pretty good.
Well,
you know, I hear once you crack them, they kind of taste like crab. Mm.
Well, if it's stormtroopers, at least you don't have to worry about being shot by them because they never hit anything.
Yeah. That's right. Terrible aim. But so the stormtroopers are keeping people moving. Oh, that was interesting for some reason.
Ma'am, please don't touch Mickey.
Oh, look. Headline, this is a slow day. Lots of people are snacking while they are gaming.
What?
Yes.
This just in.
Yes. According to a new survey, 80% of gamers eat or drink something while they're playing.
This. Now, who could possibly predict that one?
Should have stopped with the stormtroopers.
No. Now you know how tater feels. Keep going there. Right. Come on, keep going.
You're right. This tatertainment news stuff is tough. All right, man. Hang on, man. We're going to get
it
going.
I said keep going.
No.
Sir, you move along, please, sir.
We're going to celebrate racing in Atlanta by song here in a minute and play us some wordy word. And then it's our sports guru, Tom Sorensen. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. You win a BrittleBrothers.com variety sampler. Brittle Brothers is 80% nuts, 20% brittle, and half the sugar. Surprise Dad this year with something he'll really enjoy, the most delicious peanut brittle made on earth, the perfect Father's Day gift. Go to TheBigShow.com, click on the Brittle Brothers logo, enter code JBB at checkout, get 20% off your order. Hang on, we'll play in minutes. But the boys racing in Atlanta this weekend. Bring out our old race song for the time.
I was just a hanging round the track singing ooh wah ooh wah ooh wah ooh wah wah ooh. Showed my big pass and snuck around the back singing ooh wah ooh wah ooh wah ooh wah ooh. I felt good.
Felt good.
I got loud.
Got loud.
I felt good. Got loud. Blended right into the crowd. Before I knew it, I was down in a garage singing ooh wah ooh wah ooh wah ooh wah wah ooh. Found a top secret prototype from Dodge singing ooh wah ooh wah ooh wah ooh wah. I climbed in, cinched up,
cinched up.
I climbed in, cinched up, and I fired that sucker up. Whoa, whoa, I held tight and stomped on the gas. Next thing I knew, I was spinning like a top through the infield grass. I gave a smile to the in-car cam singing ooh wah ooh wah ooh wah ooh wah. I heard the voice of Ray Evernham saying, you big stupid, what a dumb thing to do. He was P.O.'d.
P.O.'d.
He was P.O.'d. Came out yelling on pit road. Whoa, whoa, he brought the security guard. Yes, he did, and then he called me a no. Yes, I don't drive as good as Rusty or Dale singing ooh wah ooh wah ooh wah ooh wah wah wah. Billy and Randy had to come and throw my bell singing ooh wah ooh wah ooh wah ooh wah. It cost them
a few bucks.
It cost them a few bucks. Guess my driving kinda sucks.
Nailed it years ago. y'all ready to play Wordy Word?
No.
Looks like we are on this end. Oh, it'll be fun. Come on, we need a couple contestants. By the way, you can go to thebigshow.com, click the on-air contest button. If you want to play Wordy Word, you can't get through, Jack and Mike call you. We'll get a couple contestants. We play next. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio. We're going to do you Friday. Our video today is a good, another idiot kid does the Coke Mentos challenge. What sense he had left knocked out of him.
It only took half a second to do it.
You know what probably happened? The Coke probably flushed his brain and cleared all that stuff out of the way.
There you go. Check it out, thebigshow.com, and be taking a classic bit request. Let me all get in touch with us right there at the website or John Boy Billy Facebook page. Right now, let's do it.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
A little wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Robbie from Columbus, Georgia. Good morning, Robbie. Oh, yeah, it might help. Let me turn you up here now, Red. Hey, Robbie, welcome.
Good morning.
Oh, well, there you are. All right. And we should have Tony from Greer, South Carolina, right here. Good morning, Tony.
It's Terry.
Terry. He said it's Terry.
Jackie, it's Terry. All right.
Wait a minute. Jackie got something. There, let me write that down. Jackie got something wrong.
A lot going on in here this morning, so we got it. All right. Robbie and Terry. Okay. Georgia, South Carolina. Okay. Terry, you're on the Tater and Randy team. You want me to call Tony now?
Okay.
And Robbie, you're on the John Boy and Billy side. All right.
Okay.
Okay, so Terry, you relax, and me and Robbie will go for the first 30 seconds. All right. Okay. You ready, Robbie?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Okay. Start the clock now. What are these bugs that come out at night?
lightning bugs. I'm
sorry. No, they're the oldest bugs ever. They're nasty, you know.
Cockroach.
Yeah, there, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Get a vanilla or chocolate milk blank. It's like ice cream. Ice cream drink. Milk.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right. You wear these on your feet. Wear these on your feet. Yes. All right. You go to a...
Okay.
Ah, my bad. I didn't do well.
No, you did great. You kidding me?
All right. Three on the board. All right. Well, Terry and Tater are now ready for round one. You ready, Terry?
Ready.
Okay. And go.
This is where Lost Dog... Okay, we're moving on. Next one. This is where lost dogs go, and they get rescued from here. You also, homeless people can go to this place and get food or sleep.
Food bank.
Storm.
Or
shelter.
Yeah, there you go. This is a game that you play. Two people, you have rackets and balls, and you're on a court. And you hit it over the net. Yep. Batman, Superman, they are all in this kind of...
superheroes.
They're in a...
All right, Tater, you did worse than I did. Made me feel better.
Wow. Really? Do you think
I
did?
Yeah, 3-2. Okay. The score proves it.
I'm sorry,
okay,
Terry.
Here we go. Robbie, now you're up for Billy with round two. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Picking up on that last one, go.
You might read a story about Batman in this...
comic book.
Yeah.
There you go. We're in an environment where you do audio stuff. It's the room is called a what?
The room.
Where are we? Is that what you're trying to say?
Where are we right now?
Yes.
The story was made up. It was a complete what? It wasn't true. It was a...
fiction.
How'd he do?
Not too good. All right, so
I think Hanson channeled through you.
I'm telling you, just for a second.
All right, so Robbie got a 5. So Terry and Randy, you need 3 to tie and 4 to win.
Oh, boy.
This is a weird studio. There's more.
We need to take everybody's temperature right now. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
All right. 3 to tie. Yeah. 4 to win. All right. Terry, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Picking up on that last one, go.
Oh, it's a tough one, too. So this is the kind of thing that somebody pulls on someone else. It's not really true, but you believe it. They made you the victim of a...
scam.
Close, but another word for it. It's a little more complicated of a word.
Bigfoot.
Well, I don't think so. But Bigfoot is not real because it's a
fake lie.
There's no way.
I've got a way.
Okay.
Do it.
First, I'll let you lose.
Okay.
All right. There's a loss. Good. Okay. All right, Terry. Let me try this. President Trump always says, accuses the media of a giant blank.
Scheme.
No, maybe it didn't work.
No, go ahead. This is working. Oh, come on. Answer me.
The Russia investigation was a complete blank. Robbie, do you know?
I like the way you change your voice for this.
No wonder score was only 5-2. Maybe it wasn't. The word was
Yes, there you go.
Give it to him.
No word was
he already won.
All right, we'll give it to Terry, but Robbie still wins. All right.
Oh, man. Y'all going to have to call me back.
All right, Terry wants a do-over.
I don't blame you. I think we could all use one today.
I know, man.
Quiet, Billy.
All right, Terry has the good news. You are eligible to play anytime, or just use the name Tony. Jackie put you right through.
That'll work for me.
All right, Terry, thank you. Have a great day, buddy.
Y'all too now. Be safe.
All right, man. Always are. And Robbie, down in Columbus, congratulations, buddy. You got the big old Brittle Brothers Friday sampler. Best peanut brittle made on earth headed your way.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, buddy.
You have a great day.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Time of the classic bid request of the morning. We're rolling along. See, we got Amber Glidwell from Columbus, Mississippi. Amber says, can you play the booty song? We sure can. Tim Wilson's booty song for you, Amber. Coming up next. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio. Classic beer request from Amber Glidwell, Columbus, Mississippi. Tim Wilson's booty song.
Okay, the show's plane's in the air, the landing gear's up. This is Tim Booty Wilson and the booty callers. They call it Booty Man.
Look at that booty, show me the booty, give me the booty, I want the booty, back up the booty, I need the booty, I like the booty, oh what a booty, shaking that booty, I saw the booty, I want the booty, Lord what a booty, bring on the booty, give up the booty, loving the booty, round booty, down for the booty, I want the booty, hunting the booty, chasing the booty, casing the booty, getting the booty, beautiful booty, smoking booty, talk to the booty, more booty, fine booty. All about the booty, big old booty, serious booty, amazing booty. I take the booty, where's the booty, stare at the booty, walking the booty, touching the booty, who's got the booty, grabbing the booty, rubbing the booty, loving the booty, hugging the booty, kissing the booty, holding the booty, watching the booty, kicking the booty. Sleeping booty, screaming booty, harder booty, softer booty, sweeter booty, sour booty, new booty, used booty, whose booty, sister's booty, your mama's booty, cooking booty, mean booty, good luck with the booty, foreign booty, home booty, road booty, found booty, covered booty, bare booty, sweated booty, part of that booty, bad booty, sadder booty, wide booty, wider booty. Double wide booty. Live for the booty, yell at the booty, suing the booty, scared of the booty, expensive booty, cheap booty, discount booty, rented booty, leased booty, selling the booty, working booty, easy booty, sleazy booty, greasy booty. Need a lot more booty, wet booty, dry booty. I hope that one's my booty, pretty booty, pity booty. Little bitty booty, beautiful booty, caressing the booty, dissing the booty, missing the booty, messing with the booty. Oh, what a wonderful booty, powerful booty, finding the booty, give me the booty. Wake up booty, breakfast booty, lunch booty, supper booty, dinner booty, expensive booty, cheap booty, buffet booty, hot booty, cold booty, takeout booty, delivery booty, all booty. Booty, 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 booty.
Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio for you, Friday, June the 5th. Here we go, got him on the line. Our Friday morning quarterback sports guru, Tom Sorensen. Good morning, Tom.
Tom, boy, man, how are you?
Hey, man, we are all right. Hadn't talked to you in a while since our spring break. Everything okay with you?
Yeah, I went to a bar, and it was I could social distance and drink.
because I was the only one at the whole bar. So everybody won except the bartender.
You know, if you're there alone, you might have a problem.
Well, the bartender was there.
I think we determined the problem a long time ago.
Well, good, buddy. Glad you got out.
Hey, man, how you guys been?
We're doing all right, man. Doing all right. Was talking to Doug Rice yesterday. I was telling him, man, I don't know if you've been catching the races, but, man, it's been some good races. That Bristol race on Sunday was awesome.
Yeah, and it reminds me of the old days with the wrecks, you know. And Elliot seems to be involved in all of them. I was driving on Fifth Street in Charlotte, and it looked like somebody had just smacked down a tree. It looked like a car hit it, and I thought, damn it, Elliot, stay out of my neighborhood.
So what have you been following, man? What's happening in the world of sports from your view?
Just been keeping up with the NFL. I mean, they have yet to change their opinion. They say the schedule will go on as it's been planned, which means that the opener is in 98 days. Houston and Kansas City, national TV, of course, and it's cool to think about. But I don't know. They have yet to decide if fans will be allowed in. They don't know yet about training camp, except that teams such as there are eight teams that train away from their city. Mm-hmm. The Panthers go down to Wofford, and that's already been banned. I mean, you have to practice in your own facility. But other than that, I mean, they're contending that the schedule go on as planned. But like I said, they do not know about fans and how many will be admitted. I know there's a booster club. A friend of mine's in the booster club at SEC school, and he was told that college football will go as planned, but only the stadiums will be about one quarter full.
Hmm. All right, so they'll be limiting fans right now to talk about in college football. And the same thing, NFL, whether you say they're bouncing it around, maybe just have some fans, a percentage, and it's not full steam.
They haven't said it. They've been sticking since the start of this. They've said, look, we're going to play. Everything's going to be on schedule. Right now, everything is planned, including training camp. And we'll see, but they have not said a word yet about fans. The owner of the Miami Dolphins, they play in Hard Rock Stadium, which accommodates 65,000. And he told fans that he expected about 15,000 fans to be able to get into the stadium.
Hmm. So anyway, they are on schedule to start. You know, we said 98 days, huh?
Yeah. I mean, their contention is, they skipped all the mini camps. But their contention is, at the end of July, beginning of August, we go to camp. They go to camp.
Now, what do you hear about Major League Baseball? It ain't looking good. The players and the owners can't get together on what to do, can they?
No, it's business as usual in that they hate each other. they have the most acrimonious relationship. I mean, the NFL does pretty well. NBA does really well. And baseball is just the outsider. They don't like each other. And the proposals, the one that the players came up with and the ones the owners came up with, it's almost like they're speaking a different language. They're not even close.
All right. And what about the NBA? Throwing some stuff around, maybe just 20 teams. They'll leave some teams out, go right to a playoff, play a little regular season. What do you hear about that?
Well, they had that meeting yesterday, Board of Governors. And so everything coming out of there looks to be true, but they can still amend some of that, still change some of that around. But I think they have the best commissioner in sports, Adam Silver. I think he's just the smartest. And I'm not saying that because he went to Duke, but he just makes sense, whereas a lot of the other ones struggle with that. But it's, what's cool? At least everybody's talking about coming back. I mean, NASCAR has done a great job. Right. And the other sports, at least they're talking about it, and at least they're getting close to doing something and making plans. And, a couple of weeks ago when we talked, we didn't even have that.
Right.
So it's the world is slowly coming back to where it was, I think.
And then next weekend, looks like we will have some golf action, the PGA Tour. You're going to play a little bit.
Yeah, it'll be neat to see them back, too. And I'm not positive what they're doing with fans, but it's just, it's been like this drought. It's been like a famine or something, a sports famine. And it's whether it's PGA or NASCAR, NBA, NFL, MLB, it's just neat to have them coming back.
It really is. I'm glad NASCAR kind of led the way there on that deal. So some racing in Atlanta this weekend. We'll have that. And then next weekend of PGA, we'll just keep our eyes on, like you said, slowly but surely coming back.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not the biggest NASCAR fan, but I agree with what you said. I mean, they have had some really good races, some really good racing, just the right number of crashes, but nobody getting hurt. And it's the kind of racing that people want to see.
That's true, buddy. All right, Tom. Well, we appreciate you, buddy. You have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, thank you. Talk to you then.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, Bill, let's see.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at BigShow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
All right, about high noon Eastern time, at least the high noon. John Boy and Billy's Late Risers podcast be available at TheBigShow.com. Saturday edition show tomorrow. Kick your weekend out with us. Love you, mean it.
You promised no fun and you delivered.